9 to 7, 9 on the heel. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined perhaps by Victor Lewis to
perhaps,
catch us up
sometimes.
On what's
only
trending out there
that's
in the world.
Me.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing mostly okay. It's kind of a pricklier trend segment today because we have a weird topic we're going to have to discuss.
All right.
I mean, we don't have to do it. I just want to, which is the various values of things monetarily, behaviors that you can and cannot do in
right.
society. Because I'm sure you've heard some variation on the phrase, if it's just a fine, it's legal if you're rich. That's something that people have said in the past. I mean, parking violations. We live in Chapel Hill. Everyone's gotten a parking ticket. You
right.
can park anywhere you want as long as you can pay that parking
ticket. $50
ticket
means a lot more to someone who lives from paycheck to paycheck versus someone who's got millions of dollars in the bank.
Yeah,
that's correct.
That's the
yeah.
principle that we're working on, because I ran across something that was pretty fascinating. So the Mayan pyramids that you find in Mexico and other related countries that are not the United States, up until not too long ago, you could just walk all over those pyramids. You could climb them, you could take pictures, you could take videos, and that is no longer the case. You are not allowed to do that anymore at all, because the various tourism boards, specifically some ones in Mexico, have decided that that is potentially dangerous to their livelihood. You might destroy the pyramids. You might make some messes.
I learned this recently. Back in late December, Brad and I went on a cruise, and one of our port stops took us to Chichen Itza, which is the Mayan ruins there, and we... it was a beautiful tour.
The large pre-Columbian city of Chichen Itza.
And we had an amazing tour, but even the tour guide was like, yeah, you used to be able to climb up a little
would
bit,
that
and
be
now
in the
you
Yucatan
can't.
State?
That would be in the
Tinum municipality?
Yeah,
because
sure.
this is, you're describing
are you talking
the
about
place
Chichen
that
Itza?
We're about to
oh,
talk about.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah, we are about to talk about Chichen Itza. I don't just know those things.
I have firsthand knowledge on this.
Okay.
This is true.
So.
This is a true story. And then I came back and I said, oh, we went to Chichen Itza. And six people on Facebook were like, oh, did you get to walk on the pyramids? I walked on the pyramids 10 years ago and it was great. I'm like, no, you can't do that anymore because your footprints will gradually erode the ruins down to nothing.
So according to the story published that I'm reading, since 2008, penalties have been issued financially for people who climb up the pyramid.
Right.
It was decided that this needed conservation. And in 2008, the fines were very low and not necessarily enforced. And over time, that's been ratcheted up to the point where now if you are caught on the pyramids, you will get escorted down by dedicated officers and charged roughly $4,000 to $5,000 for the privilege of climbing on the pyramid.
All right.
Unfortunately, this has not stopped people from doing it.
Because if you're Logan Paul,
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can go to forests and take very horrifying videos of things, and you'll still be famous all these years later.
People who have no idea who Logan Paul is probably assume we're just making up random things.
These are all specific things.
Anyway.
The folks who live in Chichen Itza, this is something they depend on. We need this place to be nice. Not littered, not walked on, not being destroyed. You can't take any rocks home. And two security guards escorting you down the pyramid and politely giving you a ticket is no longer enough for the natives of Chichen Itza.
Fair.
And we have collectively learned this now as a society because someone took a picture of a guy just flamboyantly on the pyramid, barefoot, posing, doing stuff. The guys go up, they bring him down, and the video shows him being brought down. And then a group of presumably, allegedly local people just start beating him like an auntie with a flip-flop. Like, they've got sticks. They've got sticks, and they start hitting him.
How many times, what's the over-under on number of times you're going to violate your nobody gets hurt in trends rule? You're already up to 3 and we're
if
barely a month in.
If you're clambering all over a World Heritage
matter.
Site,
you
if
have
you're
a
just
rule.
On a pyramid for the gram breaking laws because you think Mexico's laws aren't real because you're a rich tourist.
You can't break.
Bro, I am glad the natives are hitting you with sticks.
That's as well may be, but you can't break your rule against people getting hurt just for people
they're
you don't
more
like
guidelines anyway. It's my segment, Keck.